From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id. Hello listener, how are you? I'm Stefanus, will be in here with you for the next 60 minutes. We will present various programs for you, like the news, commentary, light info, and also pop songs from Indonesia. And listener, we will have first the news, so stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on the frequencies of 3325 kilohertz and voanews.id. Listener, here's the news. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo said global uncertainty giving a headache to G20 leaders. Vice President Maruf Amin said to prioritize vocational education for Papuans. And here's the news in detail. Global issues proved to be a source of headache for leaders who participated in the G20 summit and left them with lined faces and graying hair. This was joked by President Joko Widodo at the Bank Indonesia annual meeting on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He concluded that everyone was confused and everything was confusing, as the global situation has no certainty, no confirmation. Vice President Maruf Amin has said that the government will give priority to Papuans in accessing vocational education, and this is the government's new approach to them. This was stated by the Vice President Amin virtually during the inauguration of the Somatwa Training Center building in Mimika Central Papua on Wednesday. The Job Training Center was founded by Maximus Tibagau in 2020 to provide skills training to native Papuan workers, especially in the mining sector. The advancement of digital technology has affected various aspects of life, including the journalism industry. This was conveyed by the Minister of Communication and Informatics, Johnny G. Plate, while opening the Ministry's 2022 Journalism Awards, which were broadcast on the Ministry's social media on Wednesday, as quoted by Antara. He further said that the journalism world is no exception to those affected by the digital technology extensification. For instance, it has led to changes in the media landscape variations, as well as the business model, norms, ethics, and coverage work. The National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN, has advised village-owned enterprises to carry out digital transformation to support the economic growth of villages. This was stated by the head of BRIN, Laksana Trihandoko, on Wednesday. According to Trihandoko, digital transformation of the village-owned enterprises is one of the solutions for expanding the market and utilizing the development of technology to improve the economy and welfare of village residents. China's former leader Jiang Zemin, who came to power after the Tiananmen Square protest, had passed away at 96 years old. State media said he had died just after 12 local time in Shanghai on Wednesday. As quoted by BBC.com, his death comes as China sees some of its most serious protests at Tiananmen, with many demonstrating against the COVID-19 restrictions. The United States said on Wednesday that Russia's week-long campaign targeting attacks on Ukraine's vital heating, electrical, and water infrastructure would not diminish Western resolve to support Kyiv in its 9-month fight against Moscow's invasion. As quoted by VOA.com, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, following a 2-day NATO summit in Bucharest, Romania, said at a news conference that Russian President Vladimir Putin had focused his fire against the Ukrainian civilian population as the brutally cold winter months settle in. Blinken further pointed out heat, water, electricity, these are President Putin's new targets. is hitting them hard. This brutalization of Ukraine's people is barbaric. South Korea's export in November suffered a worst annual drop in 2.5 years, hurt by cooling global demand in major markets led by China and a downturn in the semiconductor industry, data showed on Thursday. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, outbound shipments from Asia's fourth largest economy slumped 14% from a year earlier to $51.91 billion last month, the steepest decline since May 2020, and an 11.0% drop tipped in a Reuters survey. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
The Embassy of Indonesia in Tokyo, in collaboration with Toyota Indonesia Group TIG and Toyota International Association TIA, held an integrated promotion and public service entitled Indonesia Friendship Day IGD in Toyota City, Japan, from 25th to 27th of November. More than 2,000 Japanese and Indonesian visitors flocked to Toyota's Ecoful Town area to get passport service, recorded IKTP data, and enjoyed Indonesian arts, culture, and cuisine. Indonesian Ambassador to Japan, Hari Ahmadi, in a written statement on Monday said that on the 65th anniversary of Indonesia-Japan diplomatic relation, the IFD program will follow up the upcoming 2023 Indonesia-Japan Friendship Day. It is hoped that later at Toyota, it will be held even more cheerfully. He also explained that his side always promotes Indonesia's economic and socio-cultural potential. In addition, the embassy also improved service and protection for Indonesians in a series of IFD events held in 11 cities in Japan. In consular service activities of the Immigration and Education at FDI, the Embassy of Indonesia in Tokyo serves more than 900 Indonesians that lived in Toyota, Aichi, and its surroundings. In addition to the IFD event, Indonesians also had the opportunity to share the dialogue with Ambassador Hari Ahmadi on the issues of consular, employment, and education services. Ambassador Hari also directly invited Mayor of Toyota City, Ota Toshihiko, to visit Patimban Port in Subang Regency and open up a wider space for collaboration with Toyota. Meanwhile, Toshihiko said that his side is ready to welcome the 65th anniversary of Indonesia-Japan relations through art performances that could be enjoyed by Japanese and Indonesian people. The government of Toyota City is also ready to visit Patimban Port and to explore the potential for Toyota's collaboration with the government of Subang Regency.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on December 1, 1956, when Muhammad Hatta resigned from the position of Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia. Muhammad Hatta, or Bung Hatta, was a freedom fighter, statesman, economist, and also the first Vice President of Indonesia. He and the first President of the Republic of Indonesia, Sukarno, proclaimed Indonesia's independence on August 17, 1945. Hatta also served as Prime Minister. On December 1, 1956, Hatta resigned from the position of Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia because he no longer agreed with President Sukarno. Moving on to an event on December 1, 1959, about the signing of the Antarctic Treaty System. The Antarctic Treaty System was signed on December 1, 1959. The treaty stated the Antarctic continent was used for peaceful purposes, so that everything related to the military, such as the construction of military bases, war exercises, and experiments of all kinds of weapons, were prohibited from being carried out in that place. Antarctica is designated as a special continent for scientific purposes. The biological resources in this place would be protected together. The countries that signed the treaty are Argentina, Australia, Belgium, Chile, France, Japan, New Zealand, Norway, South Africa, United Kingdom, Northern Ireland, and the United States. We end today in history with an event on the World AIDS Day. World AIDS Day was first unveiled in August 1987 by James W. Bunn and Thomas Netter, two officers of the World Health Organization in Geneva, Switzerland. They expressed the idea to the director of UNAIDS, a joint committee for the HIV/AIDS program in UN. Dr. Jonathan Mann liked the concept of AIDS Day and agreed to make the first AIDS Day fall on December 1, 1988. However, UNAIDS just activated World AIDS Day in 1996. AIDS Day began to be used to promote the dangers and ways to prevent AIDS. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Awan, madani cinta, membawa kisah kita.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Next, we are going to present to you My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia and the UK's government cooperated in the Partnering for Accelerated Climate Transitions UK Patch program, or called as Mentari Energy Efficiency. The program aims to reduce greenhouse gas emission through energy efficiency in structure and building. Indonesian Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Arifin Tasrif during the launching of UK Patch in Jakarta on Monday said that energy efficiency is very important because energy crises happen at national and global levels. Therefore, Minister Arifin said that everyone is asked to understand about the greenhouse gas emission as a responsibility that needs to be done together by not only the government, but also others. According to Minister Arifin, the emissions from the energy burning center had a very great impact on the environment and health. Based on the government target, the emission reductions that is expected to be achieved in 2030 is 314 million tons. That is considering fossil energy, such as coal and oil, are still dominantly used. In the power sector, the CO2 emission burden is predicted to reach 290 million tons in 2030, with building and structure contribution amounting to 20 million tons CO2. According to Minister Arifin Tasrif, the building used as the Ministries of Energy and Mineral Resources is complemented with some tech to reduce CO2 emission, such as roof solar power plant, solar photovoltaics, and power usage control system in some rooms. With the similar visions, Minister Arifin Tasrif also considered the program for energy efficiency in Indonesia to run smoothly, just like the Mentari program that received support from some European countries. He hopes that the program launching can trigger electronics that can produce such a thermostat that has a shut-off system function to help energy saving and emission reduction.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
To the world. I could stick around and get along with you. You know that I'll be with you if I could. I'll come around and see you once in a while, or if I ever need a reason to smile. Every now and then I'm insecure. Let me show you life can be so pure. Life is easy if you wear a smile. Just be yourself, don't ever change your style. No, you're so fine being on my mind. Get nervous every time and I can bear.
You are still with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. Listener, next we are going to invite you to visit various places of Indonesia to know about its tourism objects or some local wisdom that we have only on Indonesian Wonder.
Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Head of Tourism and Creative Economy Agency, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, tried out the sensation of swimming in the open sea or open water swimming in Dodola Island, Morotai, on Friday. Dodola Island is an iconic tourism destination in Morotai Island. This island is one of the uninhabited islands that has its own charm. The beauty of Dodola Island will be seen when the sea water recedes. At that time, tourists can see the embossed sand that forms the road from Dodola Besar Island and Dodola Kecil Island. when the sun has gone up and the seawater has completely receded, the extent of the view of white sand will indulge your eyes. Dodola Island has a stunning appeal. The white sand is so beautiful and glaring. You can play on the white sand beach. Besides the beautiful white sand, the sea surface of Dodola Island also has stunning nature. This beautiful island is one of the paradises of underwater activities in Indonesia. There are 13 dive points around the island that you can try. Moreover, you can mingle with the sharks and other marine fauna. In addition, you can enjoy views of sunken ships and planes here. These ships and planes are relics of the war between Japan and the Allies in World War II, which took place in Morotai. Here, you can also swim comfortably and no need to worry, because the waves here are quite safe. Dodola Island is located in Morotai Island Regency, North Maluku Province. To reach this island, which is the paradise for North Maluku, you need quite a long time. You can take air travel to Ternate, then take another plane to Morotai Island. Besides choosing the planes for your transportation, you can also use boats with a travel time of around 10 to 12 hours. If you have arrived in Morotai, you can travel to Dodola Island by using a speedboat or fishing boat. If you depart from Daruba, you can use a fast boat which takes about 20 minutes to arrive at the island area.
Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi warna bajumu kala itu. Kali pertama di hidupku, manusia lain memelukku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, aku coba ingat lagi wangi rumah di sore itu. Kue coklat balon warna-warni, pesta hari ulang tahunku. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Kau melukis aku. Lembaran foto hitam putih, kembali teringat malamku. Hitung-hitung bintang saat mataku sulit tidur. Suaramu buatku lelap. Dimanapun kalian berada, ku kirimkan terima kasih untuk warna dalam hidupku dan banyak kenangan indah. Aku, kita tak pernah tahu berapa lama kita diberi waktu. Jika aku pergi lebih dulu, jangan lupakan aku. Ini lagu untukmu, ungkapan terima kasihku. La
gambar monokrom hitam putih. Aku coba ingat warna demi warna di hidupku. Takkan ku mengenal cinta bila bukan karena hati baikmu.
Listener, thank you. You're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world, on 3325 kHz and voinews.id.
The Director General of Immigration of the Ministry of Law and Human Rights officially launched a multiple entry visa or visa kunjungan beberapa kali perjalanan or VKBP through Silk Road letter number IMI0783GR0101 at Nongsa Point Marina in Batam City on Monday. The multiple entry visa is possible for foreigners to enter Indonesia several times within 1 year without applying for a visa again. They are allowed to stay for 60 days every time they enter Indonesian territory. Acting Director General of Immigration Widodo Eka Cahyana hopes that this policy will make it easier for foreign tourists and business people who want to enter and leave the Riau Island. This policy is expected to facilitate foreign business people who will do business trips or invest in Indonesia. He also said that this policy is evaluated quarterly to find out how far this policy would be effective in attracting global business people and tourists to come to Indonesia. Meanwhile, Governor of the Riau Island Ansar Ahmad said that launching multiple entry visa will have positive impacts on the growth and development of the business and tourism sector in Riau Island. This policy may also increase the number of tourists visit to the Riau Island. Currently, there are 275,000 tourists coming to the Riau Island. It is hoped that by the end of the year, there will be 500,000 tourists. The users of the multiple entry visas are only allowed to enter and leave Indonesian territory through the immigration checkpoints or TPI in the Riau Island. However, they can visit various places while in Indonesia. To apply for the visa visit, foreign business people must have guarantors in the form of a corporation or company in Indonesia. Submissions of the multiple entry visa is handled by the guarantor, and it can't be done only through the Immigration Online Visa website or through Indonesian representative abroad. The non-tax state revenue is 3 million rupiah per person annually.
Lihat peluang, buka mata, lihat dirimu, tak masalah, gapai mimpimu. I stick to the plan, and I don't give a damn. You don't need to worry, we gonna be, we gonna be alright.
Sometimes I need to slow.
Yang berlalu biar jadi masalah, lu. Yang negatif biar jadi yang elak, lu.
Ayo coba.
Freeze harus lebih dingin,
peace, tolong didamain. Oh, cheers, tolong dituangin lebih santai dikit. Kalau panas harus cooling down.
Buka mata, lihat dirimu. Tak masalah, gapai mimpi.
And I stick to the plan, and I don't give a damn. No need to worry, we gonna be, we gonna be alright.
Sometimes I need to slow.
Siap ambil papan. Bila mereka tetap tinggal, ku tetap maju ke depan.
Hey, I don't give a damn. We gon' be alright. Sometimes we need to slow.
Listener, you're still with us in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia for the world. Next, we are going to present to you the music corner, so stay tuned.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to Music Corner. Today, I will play you a song by a top 90 singers called Alda Risma. The first single of Alda's debut was Aku Tak Biasa, or I'm Not Used To, released in 1998 with a top song with the same title, Aku Tak Biasa. The song made Alda famous and getting the Anugerah Musik Indonesia Award for the Best Woman's Pop Solo Artist. Aku Tak Biasa was later being recycled by other singers such as Syahrini in 2010. Well, listener, here is Aku Tak Biasa by Alda Risma.
Thank you. tak biasa. Bila tiada kau di sisiku, aku tak biasa bila ku tak mendengar suaramu. Aku tak biasa bila tak memiliki dirimu. Aku tak biasa bila ku tidur tanpa
Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia. Voice of Indonesia.
Jumpa denganmu, namun
Alright, listener, it's all that we have in English program. Thank you very much for listening, but stay tuned with us in the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia for the World on 3325 kHz and voinews.id. In the meantime, do not forget to like and comment on our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, or follow and mention us at Twitter, at @voiindonesia. And send us email on voi@voinews.id.